Hi, hello, and how are you? From the one and only Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota, I say good evening as the Dort Defenders get set to take on the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers in Great Plains Athletic Conference women's and men's basketball tonight here at the world's only Corn Palace. The Dort Defenders, the women, coming in with a 16-3 overall mark. Number 9 in the most recent NAIA coaches poll, taking on a Dakota Wesleyan team that is, I believe, number 14 at last check. 13-5 in the GPI overall, 6-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Last time these two teams met, it went down to the wire. We hope for something similar, at least the outcome if you're a Dort fan, as the Defender women held on for that victory. Dakota Wesleyan comes in 3-2 in their last five games. They have losses in the league to Dort, Jamestown, Concordia, and Morningside. Through a quirk of scheduling, the Tigers have not played Hastings at this point. They're one game shy of the midpoint in conference play. Tonight marks the midpoint, but it will be their second game against the Defenders. Dakota Wesleyan is averaging 78.4 points per game. They allow 63.8 points per outing. Tigers are out-rebounding teams 38.9 to 34, and they've forced nearly two turnovers more per game than they have surrendered. Jason Christensen's team is converting 46.1% of its shots. They allow 36.7% success for opponents from the field. Tigers are also making 34% of their three-point shots while allowing 29.9%. For the first time in recent memory, the Tigers have allowed more free throw attempts than they have themselves. Kennedy Cheeseman is the leading scorer with a 21.7 points per game average. She's getting 4.6 rebounds per game with a team-high 86 assists through 18 games so far this year. She is also closing in on 2,000 career points. Sarah Carr averages 16.8 points per game. She's a senior from Huron, South Dakota. She also gets 5.8 rebounds per game. Michaela Karst is converting 10.6 points per game in the post with 5.7 rebounds per game. All three of those players are enjoying at least 50% success from the field. Jessica Miras adds 8.6 points per game. Maddie Reiner is at 5.6. For the Defenders, they're 16-3 this season, 8-3 in the GPAC. Their losses are to Morningside, Concordia, and Hastings. Defenders are 9-2 in their last 11 games since November 20. Erica Feenster is averaging a team-high 19.6 points per game with 6.5 rebounds. She is also making 64.1% of her field goals. That is tops in the nation. She's 81 of 103 from the free throw line through 19 games played. Carly Gustafson is averaging 10.3 points per game with 6.4 rebounds. She converts 59.5% of her field goals. Rachel Evavold is at 9.9 points per game with 5.6 rebounds per contest. She is making 61% of her field goal attempts. Gabby Karakas comes off the bench to score 7.4 points per game. Bailey Beckman is at 6.9. Both have done all of their damage in reserve roles in 19 games. Jordan Van Manen is averaging 6.1 points per game and has a team-high 51 assists, while Peyton Harmonson is second on the team with 50 assists and 5.6 points per game. The Defenders are outscoring teams by 20, 84.8 to 64.8. They convert 47.8% of their field goals and 31.7% of the three-point shots taken. Defenders allow 37.7% field goal shooting and 26.3 from the arc. The Defenders are out-rebounding teams 44.5 to 32.3, and they have forced 244 turnovers by steals this season. I alluded to it earlier. It was a dandy at the DeWitt back in mid-November. Seems like a long time ago, already 2 months behind us. The Defenders held on for an 88-86 win over Wesleyan back on November the 13th. Wesleyan had a 46-43 lead at halftime, but Dort battled to a four-point lead in the fourth quarter. They relinquished it and then eventually won it with a pair of free throws in the final 30 seconds. Bailey Beckman had 21 to lead the Defenders. Gustafson had 20 points with 11 rebounds. Erica Feenstra scored 15. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Coming up shortly, we will have our national anthem, followed by a look at our starting lineups for today's contest. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We will step aside for the playing of our national anthem, and then we'll get to those starting lineups.
leadership and sportsmanship. We ask each of you to participate in this contest to abide by these values and join us in creating a positive environment which our athletes may compete, our officials may work, and you, the spectator, may enjoy. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we ask you to please stand, remove your caps, and face the flag as Dakota Wesleyan student Darby Deffenbaugh sings our national anthem.
Our national anthem performed by a student from Dakota Wesleyan. Here's your starting lineup for the Dort Defenders. Looks pretty much par for the course. Number two, Erica Feenster, a 6-foot junior from Hall, averaging 19.6 points per game. Abby Pruitt is a 5'9 senior from Urbandale, averaging 4.2 points per outing. Number 15 is Peyton Harmson, a 5'8 senior from Rock Rapids, averaging 5.6 points per game. Number 21 is Jordan Vinmanen, a 5'5 sophomore from Sioux Center. She's averaging 6.1 points per game. And Rachel Leibovold is a 6'3 senior from Bloomington, Minnesota. She wears number 43. It's Rachel Leibovold, averaging 9.9 points per contest. Here's your likely starting lineup for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers as they dim the lights here at the Corn Palace to add to the intrigue. Kaylee Kirk is a 5'5 sophomore from Bellaton, Minnesota, averaging 4.4 points per game. Michaela Garst is a 6'1 senior from Plankinton, South Dakota, averaging 10.6 points per game. Kennedy Cheeseman is a 5'9 senior from Alexandria, averaging 21.7 points per game. She makes this team go. She has over 1,800 career points, 1,857 to be exact. And her running mate is Sarah Carr, a 6-foot senior from Huron, South Dakota, averaging 16.8 points per game. She also has over 1,000 points, actually has 1,534 points. And Jessica Maris is a 6'4 senior from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, averaging 8.6 points per game. Off of the bench, Maddie Ryder, 5'9 freshman from Tripp, South Dakota. Number 32, Cameron Hines, a 5'9 senior from Ipswich, South Dakota, averaging 3.7 points per game. Number 24, Haley Mork, a 5'6 sophomore from Aberdeen, averaging 2.3 points per game. And Wren Ostis is a 5'9 freshman from DeSmet, South Dakota, averaging 1.4 points per game. Dakota Wesleyan is coached by Jason Christensen, while the defenders are coached by Bill Harmson. The defenders are in their black jerseys for a road contest. Yellow numbers along with yellow lettering. Dakota Wesleyan is in their home whites. Not quite a navy blue, more of a royal blue for their lettering and their numbers. This Dakota Wesleyan team, four seniors and a sophomore in its starting lineup. Both teams will defend the tip, playing it straight up. And the tip is up and controlled by the defenders. And here we go. Defenders for the basketball to start the contest. Vanmanen goes over right side, gives it up to Harmson. Harmson reversal to Vanmanen. Vanmanen down in the block. It goes to Evavold. Evavold off the bottom of the backboard. No good. But a foul on the play is going to go against Sarah Carr. That is foul number one on Sarah Carr. Free throws on the way for Rachel Evavold. Evavold, an 83% free throw shooter. First free throw on the way, up and through for Evavold. So Evavold with a pair of free throws on the way as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Makes the first one. Second one looks a little long, but it hits the back iron and falls through. 2-0 our score. Defenders with the lead. 9:44 left to play. First quarter just underway. Glad to have you along with me on a frigid evening from Mitchell, South Dakota. Temperature kept dropping as we headed west on I-90. Clear roads, which we were very thankful for, but the temperature at zero as we got out of the car here at the Corn Palace. Sarah Carr drives right side, lays it up. Awkward looking shot, gets it to go. And we're tied at 2-2. 2-2 our score. Cut pass comes outside to Feenstra. Feenstra, right side Harmson. Harmson over the basketball, reverses over the top. Gets it to Pruitt. Pruitt back over to Feenstra. Feenstra, Pruitt. Pruitt left corner. Out front, Vanmanen. 8 to shoot. Now 7. Backs it up. Takes a run at it. Down to the block. Cut off. Ducks underneath. Her shot too strong off of the backboard. Rebound cleared by Carr. Pass goes left side, Cheeseman. Cheeseman with the basketball down to the block. Cut off. Comes back over to Carr. Carr left wing. They feed it down low, Miras. Miras in traffic, off of the glass, good. Jessica Miras, tough matchup. She gets it to go with the left hand from the left block over the defense of Erica Feenstra. And the defenders have the basketball. Dort trailing 4-2. Pass over the top, Feenstra. Feenstra too long off of the glass, and the rebound is tapped out of bounds by the defenders and Rachel Evavold. It will be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Dakota Wesleyan with the basketball. 8:28 left to play here in the first quarter. Dort in a man-to-man defense. Out front with the basketball is Karst. Karst in between the circles goes over to Cheeseman. Cheeseman on the right wing, Miras. Miras might have double dribbled it. Shot no good. Inside, rebound cleared by Feenstra. Feenstra gets it over to Pruitt. Pruitt up the left side quickly, stops on the wing. Comes back right side over to Harmson. They won't give her any room to squeeze off a three. Cheeseman guarding her there. They feed it down low, intended for Evavold. Karst with it down on the floor. Jump ball called. Alternating possession it will be. Dakota Wesleyan basketball, and Karst will throw it in. So the defenders with a turnover. Defenders have dealt with turnover issues throughout the better part of the season. Few too many. Pass goes out front, 16-3 in spite of that. Pass goes left side, Miras. Miras feeds over the top, Kirk. Kirk down low to Carr. Carr wheels. Her right-handed shot off of the glass, good. Sarah Carr with 4 points. Dakota Wesleyan leads 6-2. 6-2 our score, Vanmanen. Vanmanen over the basketball, back over to Pruitt. Pruitt on the left wing, looking for a ball screen. Pass goes right side, Harmson. Into the corner, Vanmanen. Vanmanen, Harmson. Harmson lobs inside for Feenstra. Feenstra shot in the lane, no good. Gets her own rebound back. Shot is up and good. Erica Feenstra follows her own miss. Gets an offensive rebound and a stick back, and the defenders trail 6-4. 7:05 remaining here in the first quarter. Out front, Kirk. Kirk, 17-footer off the side of the iron. No good. Cheeseman offensive rebound. She'll take it in. Tries to pass it through hands. Miras comes up with it. Now a push called on the defenders on the pass to Miras. That foul is going to go on Erica Feenstra. That's foul number one on her. Three new players in the for the defenders. Tetzlaff, Shemileski, Beckman are in. Pruitt, Vanmanen, Harmson are out. Post players stay on the floor for the defenders for the time being. Ball inbounded to Cheeseman. Ball tipped out of bounds by Shemileski. It will be Wesleyan basketball on the sideline in front of the Dort bench on the far end. I'm seated in my typical spot at the Corn Palace. Second level on the baseline. Looking straight down the sideline opposite the benches. Drive with the right hand for Carr. Carr, layup good. Sarah Carr with 6 points already. Carr gives her team an 8-4 lead. Shemileski right side. Shemileski over the basketball. Maya picks up her dribble, looking for someone to pass to. Gets it back over to Beckman. Beckman steps into the drive, puts it up with a left hand shot, no good. Rebound, Eva Vold. Rachel with it underneath in traffic, off the glass, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Dakota Wesleyan. It will be, well, no. They're going to say last touch by Beckman. It will be Wesleyan basketball. That's one where I was looking directly down at it, probably had a better angle at it than the official. But as it is, it'll be Wesleyan basketball. Carr with it on the right wing. Carr out front, Cheeseman. Cheeseman over the basketball, left wing. Brings it back to the free throw line over the right hand. She passes over to Reiner. Reiner over the basketball, gives it back over to Cheeseman, working against Shemileski. Now Carr. Carr with it at the free throw line. Step back, 17-footer, missed it, no good. Ball's on the floor. Rebound taken away by Tetzloff. Tetzloff has a player trailing her. Drives the lane, does Tetzloff. Tetzloff slams it off of the backboard for two. Bailey Tetzloff with the two-point basket. And the defenders trail it 8-6. 5.5 left to go. So Tetzloff with that rebound, and she goes coast-to-coast. Now Cheeseman probing. Comes back right side, Reiner. Reiner's shot no good. Rebound taken down. And the putback by Karst no good. Now the loose basketball. It's down on the floor, and we're going to have a foul called on the floor. That will go against Bailey Tetzloff. Tetzloff whistled for the personal foul. My old wrestling coverage days, that would be a two-point takedown with the legs. 8-6 our score. Ball was loose, and Tetzloff ended up going through a player to try and get the ball. Cheeseman trying to clear a little path for herself. Passes right side. Shot on the way. No good by Miras. And the rebound cleared by the defenders and Tetzloff. Tetzloff has been solid the last couple of weeks now. Evavold, three from the right wing. Good. Left wing, actually, a three-point basket for Evavold. She's got five. And the defenders take their first lead since it was 2-0. 2-0 our score. Cheeseman with it on the right side. Not many stoppages in play so far. Lob pass over the top. Cheeseman intended for Miras. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Tigers. It will be Dort basketball. Feenstra is on the floor for the defenders. Back in, Peyton Harmson. So Feenstra will run as the single post. And if you want a second post out there, it'll be Bailey Tetzloff. Tetzloff, pretty versatile. Pass goes to Feenstra. Back over to Bailey. Bailey with the basketball. Bailey lost it. And it's taken away. Comes back out front to Kirk. Kirk driving. Nothing there. Stops. Feeds the trailer Carr. Carr back to Kirk. Kirk, Carr out front. 20 to shoot. 4:16 left to play first quarter. Carr with the basketball. Comes back to Cheeseman. Cheeseman underneath Carr. Carr over the top of Feenstra. Rattles around and falls through. And Sarah Carr, 8 points here in the first half. Defenders trail 10-9. Pass underneath Feenstra. Feenstra tries to put it up and has it tipped away from her out of bounds. She got pinned underneath the basket. She'll check out of the ballgame. Dortner will now go with that pressuring group. Playing without Carly Gustafson again this evening. Gustafson still recovering from an injury suffered against Concordia a week and a half ago. Pass over the top. They give it off to Miras. Miras travels with it. It'll be Dort basketball back. So Miras traveled with the basketball as she received it. And the defenders will have the basketball back. 3:52 remaining, first a quarter. Bringing the basketball up will be Beckman. Beckman, the freshman from Panora, Iowa, with it on the right side. She gives it off. Shemileski. Shemileski drives high off of the glass, gets it to go. Maya Shemileski with a two-point basket attacking the rim. And Maya finding out her quickness, just as good as anybody's in the league. Cheeseman with the basketball. Cheeseman passes it out front to Kirk. Kirk with the basketball. Dakota Wesleyan won't use a ton of players. They'll go four deep on the bench. Splashing it from straight on through is Sarah Carr. Carr with 11 first half points. And the defenders trail 13-11. Beckman with the basketball. Dort trying to answer. Two-pointer by Krakus. Shot no good by Gabby. Rebound corralled by Kirk. So the two-point basket, a long two by Krakus off the mark. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan. Kirk feeds it left side. Shot no good. by Reiner. Here come the defenders and Tetzloff. Tetzloff, a one-person fast break, puts the shot up, gets it to go, but they're going to call a charge on the play against Tetzloff. Michaela Karst is back there, set up, takes the charge. Only question I had was whether she was inside the charge ring or not. But Tetzloff whistled for her second personal foul. Tetzloff taking it straight to the basket, gets whistled for the personal foul, her second. We'll leave her in for the time being. Waiting at the scores table is Stamness. Stamness of the basketball. Ball taken away in the backcourt by Tetzloff. Tetzloff feeds it ahead to Shemileski. Shemileski, Krakus. Krakus stripped on the way up. Krakus puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. Ball never hit the rim. Dort with it. Krakus, three, no good. There for the rebound and the putback is Tetzloff. Her shot no good. And here comes Dakota Wesley and back the other way. Cheeseman. Cheeseman feeds it right side over to Karst. Karst. Carr. Carr. Right wing three. Missed. No good. Carr, though, chases down her own rebound. And Wesleyan has the basketball. They'll reset the 20-second shot clock. 2 minutes remaining in the game, in the first quarter. 13-11 our score. With it on the right side, Cheeseman. Cheeseman in traffic. Drops it up for Carr. Carr, layup good. Sarah Carr and Cheeseman, a pair of four-year veterans. Carr now with 13 points, 13 out of her team's 15. Here's Shemileski. Shemileski, Kennard. Kennard with the basketball back to Tetzloff. Tetzloff, Shemileski. Shemileski, Maya, three, missed it, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Cheeseman. Five new players waiting for the defenders at the bench. They've been waiting there a while. We haven't had many stoppages in play over the last 2 minutes or so. Feed it out front, Cheeseman. Dakota Wesleyan basketball up four. 1:20 remaining, first quarter. On the right side of the basketball, Kirk. Kirk, lob pass down low, Miras. Miras able to get in deep with the position. Shot no good. And now a foul called on the rebound against Jessica Miras. That is foul number one. Foul number one called on Miras. Team foul number two on Wesleyan in this quarter. Neither team in the bonus up to this point. Dort with wholesale changes. Van Manen, Pruitt, Stamness, Evavold, and Harmson on the floor. They lob it down low for Evavold. Evavold off the glass, no good. A little bit of contact, no call made. Karst comes away with a rebound. Goes over to Austis. Austis with the basketball. Austis feeds it left side. Karst. Karst. Lob pass goes down low to Reiner. Reiner over the basketball. Reiner gives it up. Carr. Carr right side. Three on the way, high off of the glass, no good. And the rebound is tipped and controlled by Van Manen. Under a minute to go in the quarter. Van Manen stops, reverses, Stamness. Stamness with the basketball. Stamness back over to Evavold. Evavold with it, 20 to shoot. Now Harmson. Harmson, Evavold. Evavold, another three, high archer, missed it, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Karst and Dakota Wesleyan can hold for the final shot if they wish. Final shot on the way for Dakota Wesleyan. Defenders trailing 15-11. For the basketball, Carr. Carr on the right side. Dort has a foul to give. Carr will split the defense and kicks it out of bounds. 6.9 seconds remaining. So 6.9 seconds left to go in this quarter. Ball's inbounded to Van Manen. Van Manen across the timeline, 4 seconds. Driving to the free throw line, the runner from 12, no good. Rebound cleared by Karst, and that's the end of the first quarter. Our score, Dakota Wesleyan, 15. The Dort Defenders, 11. It's been the Sarah Carr Show for Dakota Wesleyan thus far. 13 of her team's 15 points. Jessica Miras has the other two. For the Defenders, Rachel Evavold leading the way with 5 points. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Boren Sons of Boyden handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com, when the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Find new roads at Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Their entire inventory of over 150 new and used vehicles is on the web at highwaychevrolet.com. By Joe's TV and Appliance in Orange City, offering new and used appliances, grills, TVs, and now Serta mattresses. All backed with service you know, guaranteed by Joe. By Joyner & Zwart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Also made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paint-free dent removal, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, 722-2313. And by Sioux Center Health, proudly serving as the provider of choice for Dort University Athletics, providing physician athletic training and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health, committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. We get started with the second quarter of play. Eva Bold with it at the free throw line. Backdoor cut intended for Erica Feenstra. That one ends up off of her fingertips and out of bounds. It will be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. So a turnover by the defenders. Here comes Wesleyan with a chance to build on the four-point lead. Out front, Cheeseman. Cheeseman guarded there by Van Manen. Slipping the screen is Carr. Carr with the right hand. Layup good. Sarah Carr slips the screen. After setting it initially, looking like she was going to set it, and then she took off for the rim. Able to get the right-handed shot in. Harmson with the basketball. Ball fake. Fires it underneath. Feenstra. Feenstra with the basket. Erica Feenstra with her second bucket. Dort trails 17-13. That stops a 7-0 run by the Tigers. Facing up is Carr. Carr shot too strong off the heel. Rebound taken away by Evavold. Evavold ahead to Van Manen. Van Manen to Harmson. Harmson, Pruitt. Pruitt, left wing, well beyond the three-point line. Takes a dribble in. Evavold with the left hand, able to seal the post player. And she's got 7 points. Defenders back to within two, 17-15. Miras with the basketball. Miras passes over to Cheeseman. Cheeseman gets a ball screen from Carr. Now Miras. Miras, Carr. Carr in traffic. Off the heel, no good. Help defense applied by Harmson, and she's going to be called for the personal foul. That's foul number one on Peyton. And the defenders trail it 17-15. 17-15, our score. Wesleyan leading by two. Free throw on the way by Cheeseman. I beg your pardon, by Carr is good. First free throw shot by Dakota Wesleyan. Carr makes the first one, extends the lead to three, and now four. Carr is a good free throw shooter, 75% free throw shooter. Hasn't shot as many as I would think. That was her 52nd and 53rd attempt. Down to the baseline is Harmson. Swing pass, Van Manen. Van Manen ducks in, right-handed layup good. Van Manen able to penetrate from the right wing. Defenders down a deuce, 8:08 remaining, first half. Wesleyan basketball. Tigers have it out front. Cheeseman. Cheeseman dribbles it off of her foot, out of bounds. And it's been that kind of night. Look down at the sideline. Jason Christensen, fingers locked behind his head, looking up into the stands. Can't believe it. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball trailing by two. Van Manen with it. Double screen set for Harmson, trying to get her going. Can't find her, though. Pruitt with it on the wing. Pruitt back out front. Van Manen. Van Manen again on the move. And Van Manen has it stripped away. Out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota Wesleyan. It'll be Dort basketball. So Dort inbounds right side of the lane as we face the hoop here on the near side. Evavold into the corner. Now gives it up to Pruitt. Pruitt on the wing. Abby Pruitt with the basketball, setting the offense. Four to shoot. Now three, two. I don't know that they're aware. And the ball is taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the steal. Kirk. Kirk with the basketball. Kirk back over to Carr. Carr looking down low. Kirk. Kirk back to Carr. Carr. Van Manen tried to jump the pass route. Instead, gambled for it. Rotation. Missed. Three-pointer in the corner by Matt Reiner. Maddie Reiner, that is. Here's Pruitt on the move. Pruitt in traffic, tries to fire it back outside to the wing to Harmson. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. No, last touch by Dakota Wesleyan. It will be Dort basketball. So Dort with the basketball. Throwing it in will be Shemileski. Shemileski to Traeger. Shemileski gets it in to Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. Beckman, Evavold, Dort down two. Reversal, Shemileski, three, left corner, off the rim, down good. Maya Shemileski catches the far side of the rim, drops it through, and the defenders lead 20-19 on the three-pointer by the sophomore from Mayer, Minnesota. Left side is Kirk. Kirk picks up her dribble, guarded there by Beckman. Comes back right side over to Mork. Mork with the basketball, left side Cheeseman. Cheeseman working her way in, now step back three. Tough shot, rattles around and goes through. It's as tough a shot as you're going to see. Kennedy Cheeseman for her first points. One of her first shot attempts, for that matter. Reversal back to Shemileski. Shemileski guarded by Cheeseman. Underneath to Evavold, and Evavold is fouled on the play by Cameron Hines. And Dakota Wesleyan will take that trade. Hines, a reserve post player, gets called for the personal foul. Free throws on the way for Rachel Evavold, and the defenders with an opportunity to tie the game with a couple of made free throws. 6:15 left to play, first half. Shooting the free throw will be Rachel Evavold. She'll shoot two as she was fouled in the act of shooting. That one rolls around and falls through. Rachel Evavold off to an 8-point start so far in this one. 22-21 Wesleyan and 22 all. 6:15 left to play here in the first quarter. Beg your pardon, first half. Defenders and Wesleyan tied. Nothing but deuces up on the board. 22-22. Right side, Mork. Mork guarded there by Krakus. Dort brings the trap. Comes over to Carr. Carr, left side, Kirk. Kirk comes back out front. Ostis back to Carr. Carr, three, rattles it, no good. Rebound taken away by Tetzloff, and she's held on the play by Haley Mork. Mork whistled for the personal foul. It's foul number one on her team. Foul number two against Wesleyan in this quarter. And with 5:58 left to play in the half, the defenders will inbound length of the floor in front of them, tied up 22-22. With the basketball is Beckman. Beckman, Shemileski. Shemileski looking for ball screen. Miras comes out, jams her. Comes back to Krakus. Krakus spins, loses it, and it's taken away by Ostis. Ostis with the basketball, guarded by Beckman. Her shot hangs on the rim, won't fall through, and the rebound is tipped out of bounds by Mork. It will be Dort basketball. So Dort gets it back with 5:35 left in the first half. Tied up 22-22. Beckman on the move. Drives in. Might have been a travel. And it was. Late call. And it'll be a reset of the shot clock, as they say there was the change of possession. Krakus to throw it in. Krakus gets the ball inbounded. Kennard, short corner, Krakus. Krakus can't buy a bucket so far in this one. Good-looking 12-footer. She'll knock that down 7 out of 10 times, but not tonight. Pass comes out front. Carr. Carr with the basketball. Carr with it on the wing. Picks up her dribble. Gives it back over to Kirk. Kirk glances up at the clock. And now at her coach, gets a set. Pass goes left side, Ostis. Ostis, nothing there. Back to Karst. Karst, pass, taken away, Shemileski. Shemileski does not have the numbers. Nothing but white jerseys. Back to cut her off. Kennard out front. Kennard with the right hand. Tries to give it back to Shemileski. We've got a mess now. Kennard will let fly with a three. Missed it, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Carr. Carr with the basketball. Carr gives it up. Pass goes across the timeline to Ostis. Ostis with the basketball. Ostis back over to Kirk. Kirk with it on the right side. Kirk picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Carr. Carr to Karst. Karst in traffic. Nothing there. Carr. Carr will drive in. Left-handed layup. Missed it. No good. Easiest shot she's had tonight. Missed it. Pass over the top intended for Shemileski. Dort turns it over. Now Beckman saves it in. Ball's still loose. And finally picked up by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan over the basketball. Kirk. Kirk on the left-hand side with it. 4 minutes remaining. Driving in Kirk. And we've got a kick called against Shemileski on the pass intended for Cheeseman into the corner. And you've got your hockey line change. Five in, five out. Stamnes. Van Manen. Feenstra. Harmson. And Pruitt on the floor for the defenders. For the Tigers, it's their original starting five. Kirk, Karst, Cheeseman, Carr, and Miras. And we have a timeout on the floor. First timeout of the ballgame. This one's going to be charged to Dakota Wesleyan, and it's just a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Tell you about the other GPAC games going on in the region tonight. Doan is at Morningside. Briarcliff is at Jamestown. Hastings visits Midland. Northwestern is at Mount Marty. And Concordia is at the College of St. Mary. All those are men's and women's basketball doubleheaders, except, of course, the Concordia College of St. Mary contest. That is a women's game only. Key matchups. This one, obviously, is probably your best one of the group. And that would be true on the men's side as well, in my opinion. I'm also intrigued on the men's side by that Northwestern at Mount Marty matchup. Dort showing zone defense for the first time tonight that I recognize. Carr with the basketball. Comes over to Cheeseman. Cheeseman with the basketball. Nine to shoot. Comes back to Carr. Carr, step back beyond the three. Nobody matched up with her, and she knocks it down. Sarah Carr with another field goal. Defenders trail 25-22. Feenstra underneath, working against Mira. Steps through the double team. Kick out Harmson. Open three. Good. Peyton Harmson knocks down a triple. Ties it up 25-all, 3:24 left to play, first half. Karst with the basketball. Michaela Karst goes left side. This is Kirk. Kirk, the only non-senior for Dakota Wesleyan. And we have a stoppage in play. We had a buzzer sound. I'm not sure what the question is. So Evavold will check in. Pruitt will check out. And by my, what I can tell, nothing changed. Not sure what the buzzer was about, but as it is, it resets. Cheeseman into the corner, Karst. Karst back over to Cheeseman. Cheeseman along two, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Stamness. Stamness with the basketball. Stamness up the floor. Has Feenstra, overshoots her though. Long pass, actually not that long a pass. Just had her open momentarily underneath, and Stamness pass a little high. Goes out of bounds, last touch by Dort. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. Kirk up the floor. Kirk with it on the right side. She gives it up to Karst. Karst guarded there by Harmson. Miras with it. We're tied 25-all. Left side pass. This is Carr. Carr with it. 10 to shoot. Now Cheeseman. Cheeseman with the basketball. Crosses over Vinmanen. Evavold steps out on the switch. Cheeseman back out front. Carr. Carr three. No good. Rebound taken away by Stamness. Stamness gathers in the rebound, brings it up the floor. Stamness, left side, Evavold. Evavold, Feenstra. Feenstra, one player to beat. Gets it to go, and she is fouled. Feenstra was able to lock up her defensive player. Got good position. Gets fouled on the play. And with 2:12 left to go in the first half, has an opportunity to push Dort up by three. She got fouled on the play by Miras, and Jessica Miras will check out of the ballgame. That's foul number two on Miras, the 6'4 post player. Free throw on the way for the defenders, and Erica Feenstra. Feenstra's free throw is good. So Erica Feenstra converts the free throw. Defenders lead 28-25 on the three-point play. 2:10 and counting, first half. Left side pass, Kaylee Kirk. Kirk will bring it up against pressure by Beckman. Beckman impeding her progress. They get into the offensive set. There's 15 seconds on the shot clock. Pass goes underneath, and a hold on the play called before the shot. That's going to go on the defenders. And Kenzie Kennard. Kennard, sophomore from Missouri Valley, Iowa. Whistled for the personal foul. They get the ball inbounded. Cheeseman. Cheeseman shot no good, but she's fouled on the play. And it's going to be Kennard again. Kennard, tough matchup for her, facing a very athletic Kennedy Cheeseman. And Cheeseman will get two free throws on the shot attempt. First free throw on the way for Cheeseman off the side iron. No good. Cheeseman, an 87% free throw shooter. Second free throw on the way with 1:53 left to go in the half. A low scoring game between these two teams. Second free throw is up and good, so Cheeseman makes one. 28-26, Cheeseman makes the second of her attempts. Driving in Beckman, Beckman double team. Back outside it goes Tetzloff. Tetzloff, spin move. She'll put it up in traffic, shot no good. Rebound Krakus. Krakus flips it up on the offensive rebound and put back. Gabby Krakus with a two-point basket. Dort leads 30-26. Kirk brings it up against Beckman. Dort brings a trap. Shemileski tries for the trap and trying to get to the ball as Tetzloff. Tetzloff and Karst meet at the ball. Karst hits the floor. Tetzloff is called for a third personal foul, and that was very nearly a pick. I should say a scoop and score. Instead, it is foul number three on Bailey Tetzloff. Well, the defenders will go a little deeper on their bench regularly. They send another five new players into the game. Eva Volden, Van Manen, Cheeseman with it, guarded closely. Comes back over to Carr. Carr, left side, Kirk. Kirk, three, missed it, no good. Weak side rebound, and Cheeseman's going to be called for going over the top on that one. Ended up with a forearm in the back of Jordan Van Manen, reaching over the top to try and get to the rebound. She gets called for the foul. It'll be Dort basketball. 108 remaining first half. Dort leading 30-26, a chance to build on the lead. Right side pass to Harmson. Harmson, Feenstra. Feenstra for the basketball, Van Manen. Van Manen tries to pass underneath. It's taken away by Karst. Karst with the basketball. Many of Dort's wounds here in the first half, self-inflicted. Pass goes right side. Few too many turnovers. Pass underneath Karst. Karst off of the glass. Good. Michaela Karst with her first field goal. Dort leads 30-28. Van Manen over the basketball. Evavold. Evavold looking for Feenstra. Feenstra, they try to lob it down low for Feenstra, and they throw it away. Defenders, turnovers are going to be double figures in all likelihood when we take a look at the numbers at the break. Dort leads 30-28. Feels like they've outplayed Dakota Wesleyan in this second quarter, making up for the four-point deficit, getting as much as a four-point lead. Right now it's a two-point lead, and Wesleyan will be happy to bounce out the clock at the midcourt stripe as the shot clock and game clock are nearly the same. Cheeseman with it on the left side. Comes back over to Carr. Carr, three for the lead, no good. Rebound Dort. 4 seconds to go the length of the floor. Van Manen over the basketball, and Van Manen will dribble out the clock. 30-28, defenders lead by two. You're listening to Dort Basketball on KDCR 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Very briefly, Sarah Carr leads the way for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers with 20 of her team's 28 points thus far. While the defenders are topped by Rachel Evavold, unofficially I have her with 9 points, and Erica Feenstra has 7. Stay tuned. Coming up at halftime, our Where Are They Now segment for today. And our Where Are They Now segment will be coming up. We'll also at halftime have a rundown of the scores from around the conference, along with a rundown of the numbers of the game you are listening to. But right now, the most important number we can tell you, it's the defenders leading Dakota Wesleyan at halftime of this Women's Great Plains Athletic Conference contest by a score of 30-28. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. The defenders leading Dakota Wesleyan 30-28 at halftime. The halftime numbers look like this. Dort is 11 of 27 from the floor, 40.7%, 3 of 7 on threes, 5 of 5 on free throws. Dakota Wesleyan 11 of 29, 3 for 10 on threes, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Dort has 10 turnovers. Wesleyan has 6. Dort has 18 rebounds. Wesleyan has 12. The defenders are led by Rachel Leivold and Erica Feenstra with 9 and 7 points, respectively. Maya Shemileski has 5. For the Tigers, Sarah Carr has a team-high and game-high 20 points. Other scores from around the conference in women's play today. Morningside leads Doan 48-28. Jamestown leads Briar Cliff 31-29. Hastings leads Midland 43-34. Northwestern over Mount Marty on the road 36-30. And it's Concordia over to College of St. Mary 58-27 in women's play. Dort with a Dakota Wesleyan with a basketball to start the second half. Wesleyan has it. They pass over to Miras. Miras with it. Miras gives it back out front to Cheeseman. Cheeseman with a basketball. Cheeseman to Kirk. Kirk back to Carr. Carr, Cheeseman. Cheeseman, 3. Open look. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Evavold. Gets it over to Van Manen. Van Manen with a basketball. Left side Pruitt steps into a long 3. The rainbow too strong. No good. Long rebound, though. Van Manen. Van Manen gives to Feenstra. Feenstra chases it down in the corner. Feenstra back out front to Van Manen. 13 to shoot. Now Harmson. Harmson against Cheeseman. Comes back out front to Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball. High post. Feenstra, 3. Off the heel. No good. Rebound cleared by Carr. Carr over the basketball. Carr over the outlet over to Cheeseman. Cheeseman with it. Cheeseman gives it up over to Karst. Karst to Carr. Carr feeds right side. Kirk. Kirk for the basketball. Kirk to Cheeseman. Cheeseman with it. Cheeseman will drive. Too strong off the glass. No good. Rebound taken away by Pruitt. Pruitt on the run. Pruitt has Harmson open on the block. Instead takes it hard to the basket, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota Wesleyan. It'll be Dort basketball. So Dort will have the basketball, leading 30-28. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt throwing it in. Gets it into Feenstra. Feenstra against Carr. Back over to Evavold. Evavold, left side Harmson. Harmson ball fake. Down to the baseline. Shovels it off to Feenstra. Feenstra in traffic off of the glass. Good. Erica Feenstra with 9 points. And the defenders regain a 4-point lead, matching their biggest lead of the contest. Pass goes down low to Miras. Miras, nifty move with the right hand. Kisses it off of the glass. Dort leads 32-30. Quickly back the other way. Dort trying to keep the pace up, even though the scoring has been down. Pass to Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball. Spins into the lane. Cut off. Van Manen back out front. Evavold. Evavold, 3. Off the heel. No good. Too strong. And the rebound is cleared by Kirk. Kirk with the basketball. And the ball is tipped out of bounds by Van Manen. And the defenders are going to use a 30-second timeout with 7:56 left to play in the third quarter. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Sioux Commercial Sweeping, providing professional parking lot and road pavement maintenance since 1975. You can call Kurt Van Bors, 712-441-1096, for all your sweeping, striping, crack sealing, concrete raising, and snow removal needs. The Van Engelhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. So just a quick timeout charge to the Tigers. Actually charged to the defenders. Each team has now used one timeout. Had to double check who that timeout was charged to. It was called to Dort. Wesleyan basketball down by 2. Kirk dribbling it out front. Kirk content to take a little time off of the clock. Very deliberate in their set for Dakota Wesleyan. Pass out front, tipped, Miras. Miras unable to track it down. It was Feenstra who tried to get to it on the sideline. And the ball goes out of bounds, last touch by the defenders. Feenstra tipped it away, 10 to shoot for Wesleyan. Kirk brings it up. Kirk driving in, cut off by Pruitt. Out front, Miras, and a foul called on the play against Erica Feenstra. Feenstra trying to go to the well again, trying to jump the passing route. Ends up running into Miras. Foul number 2 on Feenstra. And the defenders will play defense. Wesleyan dodges a bullet, and they got a fresh 20 to work with. Right side with the basketball. Kirk. Kirk to Carr. Carr beyond the 3-point line. Back to Kirk. 10 to shoot. Comes back out front. Cheeseman. 7 to shoot. Cheeseman out near the center jump circle. Five to shoot. Three, penetrating. Gives into the corner. Shot no good. Rebound tipped. And the ball never hit the rim. The rebound was not secured. And they call the shot clock violation. So a turnover. Charge to Dakota Wesleyan. Dort basketball. 7:08 remaining. Left side pass to Pruitt. This is left to play in the third quarter. Pruitt on the wing. Gets it out front to Evavold. Pushed way out on the floor by Kirk. Van Manen loses it. Picked up by Miris. She passes it ahead to Kirk. Both teams looking discombobulated on offense. Kirk with it on the wing. Back to Miris. Miris goes right side. Karst to Carr. Carr, three, short, no good. Rebound down on the floor. Still loose, and a jump ball called alternating possession. It will be Dort basketball. So Dort with a basketball back. Throwing the ball in will be Evavold. Evavold gets the ball inbounded to Beckman. Beckman with the ball. Beckman on the right side goes to Shemileski. Dort leading 32-30. Each team has scored 1 2-point basket here in the quarter. Goes over to Beckman. Beckman down to the baseline. Cut off. Kick out pass. Tetzloff. Right side it goes to Feenstra. Feenstra tries to feed it underneath Evavold. It's down on the floor and picked off by Wesleyan. Wesleyan over the basketball. Wesleyan to Karst. Karst to Carr. Carr looking for Miris. Carr out front running point. She hands it back to Kirk. 15 to shoot. 5:55 left to play in the quarter. Pass over the top. Miris. Miris steps into a three. It's good. Jessica Miris with the three-point basket. And Wesleyan takes a 33-32 lead. Tetzloff in traffic. Off of the rim. Down. Good. 4 points for Tetzloff. 34-33, defenders by a point. Goes out front to Carr. Carr with the basketball, Cheeseman gambling for it with Shemileski. Shemileski with the scoop and the score. Shemileski with a steal in the basket, 7 for Maya. And the defenders lead by 3, 36-33. Out front, Karst, right side Carr. Carr with the basketball. Carr will dribble the lane, nothing there, cut off. Now back to Kirk. Kirk to Carr. Carr on the block against Evavold. Her shot on the block, no good. Rebound Tetzloff. Tetzloff gets it over to Beckman. Beckman into the front court. Shemileski, right corner, underneath, intended for Evavold, and Evavold is held on the play. It's going to be on Miris or Cheeseman. It goes on Miris. Jessica Miris called for foul number 3. 4:55 remaining. Third quarter of play. Defenders leading 36-33. Defenders have outscored Wesleyan in this quarter, 6-5 through the first 5 minutes and 5 seconds. Low-scoring defensive tussle. Tetzloff out front, intended for Beckman, taken away by Kirk. Kirk with the basketball. Kirk driving in, and the foul called on the play against Beckman. Beckman preventing the layup by Kirk. Kirk will go to the free throw line. She has not scored yet this evening. She'll shoot 2 free throws with an opportunity to get her team back to within a point. Makes the first free throw. Has another one on the way. 4:47 left to play. Third quarter. Second free throw by Kirk is up and good. Dort leads by 1, 36-35. With the basketball, Beckman. Beckman with it. Beckman looking down low. Instead goes out front to Stamness. Stamness, Shemileski gets to the rim, but she got fouled on the drive. That's going to go against Mork. That's number 2 on her. Dort inbounding, Shemileski. Evavold is back in. Feenstra is out. Defenders lead 36-35. After those 2 free throws by Kaylee Kirk, cuts the 3-point lead down to 1. Stamness, 3 from the corner, missed it. Rebound tipped by Tetzloff. Tetzloff off of the glass, no good, but she's fouled on the play. Bailey Tetzloff, active on the offensive glass, will go to the free throw line. She will shoot 2 free throws. Tetzloff averaging 4.5 9 points per game. She's got four tonight, now five as she rolls the first one through. A second free throw on the way for Tetzloff, trying to give Doherty a three-point lead. Missed it, short, no good. 37-35, Dort up by two. Right where we were when the quarter began. Ostis with the basketball, guarded by Shemileski. Picks up her dribble. Now it's thrown away, and Beckman has her leg swept out from under her. Foul on the play called against Dakota Wesleyan and Kaylee Kirk. Kirk whistled for the foul, and I believe Coach Jason Christensen just doesn't feel like he can have those reserve guards on the floor for an extended period. Harmson will check into the ballgame. Dort up by two. Mari Smitsdorf is going to check in for the defenders. So Dort going just a little deeper on their bench even, going to number 12 in terms of players having played today. Beckman driving, puts it up in traffic. Tough shot, can't get it to go. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touched by the defenders. It will be Wesleyan basketball. Thought Beckman was going to get it to go in traffic. She got around Carr, but Carr able to bother it enough. And now Wesleyan has the basketball down by two. Kirk with it. Kirk goes to Carr. Carr looking down low. Carr out front, Cheeseman. Cheeseman to Kirk on the left wing. Now out front, Karst. Karst driving in. Puts it up in traffic. Shot blocked by Smitsdorf. Mari with the basketball. She hesitates. Gives it up to Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. So Smitsdorf with the block and the rebound. Beckman passes over to Smitsdorf. Right side to Harmson. Harmson with the basketball. Harmson goes into the corner. Shemileski. Shemileski, the runner, gets it. No, it rims out no good, but she's fouled on the play. Maya Shemileski will now go to the free throw line with her team leading 37-35, 3:27 remaining. And they're going to check the players into the game. Don't believe that's kosher, but they'll allow it. Thought you were supposed to. Well, yes, you can. You can check in before the free throw, but you can't check in between free throws one and two. So two free throws on the way for Shemileski. First one on the way for Maya. Rattles, no good. Another one on the way. Defenders have led by as many as four today. Wesleyan has led by as many as six. That was at 17-11. Shemileski makes one of two. Defenders showing pressure in the backcourt. Kirk. Kirk with the ball. 3:20 and counting. Third period. Kirk with it across the timeline. Kirk has the basketball. Goes over to Karst. Karst. Cheeseman. Cheeseman right side. Throws it to Kirk. Kirk out front. Carr. Carr guarded by Kennard. Comes back right side. Kirk. Eight to shoot. Kirk. Lob pass down low. Miris. Miris with a left hand. Good. Jessica Miris, once she gets the ball in deep, she is awfully hard to keep away from the basket. Dort coming back the other way, Kennard. Kennard back to Beckman. Beckman, 15-footer, bangs it home. Bailey Beckman with the two-point basket. Beckman with her first two. Dort leads 40-37. Cheeseman out front, guarded by Kennard. Kennard back to Karst. Karst to Miris. Miris, Kirk. Kirk. On the wing, out front, Cheeseman. Cheeseman, three for the tie, hit it. Kennedy Cheeseman with the second three of the night for her. 7 points. We're tied at 40 all. 2:19 left to play. Beckman driving in, and she is held on the play by Kirk. So Kirk whistled for the personal foul. Kaylee Kirk whistled for her second personal foul. Team foul number five on Wesleyan, so they're over the limit. Two free throws on the way for Bailey Beckman, averaging 6.9 points per game. Free throw is up and good for Beckman. Beckman with another free throw on the way. And Beckman's free throw off the side iron, no good. 41-40, defenders lead by a point. Wesleyan can retake the lead over the made basket. Kirk driving in, weaves her way in, shot no good. Rebound cleared by Kaylee Kirk, and I'm not so sure Kirk was out of bounds and evidently was able to reestablish herself in bounds before getting that ball that was tapped on the rebound by Miris. So Kirk will go to the free throw line where she will shoot two free throws. Happened very quickly. Not even sure that the down official was aware that she was out of bounds at the beginning of the sequence. First free throw is good. Second one is up and good as well. And Wesleyan reestablishes the lead, 42-41. Dort with the basketball. Austis is back in. She'll play defense here. Van Manen, 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Right side it goes Harmson. Harmson, they play her on the left hand. Harmson trying to step through. Gets it to Evavold. Evavold with the basketball. Wesleyan extending the defense. Pruitt, right side, Van Manen. Van Manen against Austis. Inside it goes Feenstra. Feenstra gets the shot to go, and she is fouled. Foul is called. Erica Feenstra will go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. That's foul number three now on Cheeseman. And Wesleyan can ill afford to lose Cheeseman for any amount of time. So a free throw on the way for Erica Feenstra for the three-point play. And it's off the side iron. No good. 43-42. Defenders by a point. 1:30 remaining. That's left to play in the third period. Austis with it. Might want to pressure her. Austis passes over to Karst. Karst will drive in, cut off, and they're going to count the hoop. As Karst came on the right side, drove in, somehow got the awkward-looking shot to go. And she'll go to the free throw line for a three-point play opportunity, and she makes it. Karst with the three-point play. And the defenders now trail by a deuce. 1:13 remaining. Pass, right corner, Evavold. Evavold guarded by Austis. Opposite side, Van Manen. Van Manen fakes the pass. Shot no good. Rebound deflected off of Erica Feenstra. And Dakota Wesleyan will bring the basketball up the floor under a minute to go in the quarter. Wesleyan has made up the two-point deficit. They now lead by two. Karst has the basketball. Karst will drive in. Right side. Kick out. Now in the corner. Comes back out front. Austis. And a reach-in foul called on Pruitt. Abby Pruitt called for the foul. Ran Austis to the free throw line. She will shoot two. She has shot just 9 free throws so far this season. And the left-hander knocks the first one down. She's got another one coming. Trying to extend it to a 4-point lead for Wesleyan. 42.4 seconds left. And she misses that one. 46-43, Wesleyan. 37 seconds and counting in the quarter. Three-pointer from the right wing by Harmson, her second of the ballgame. And we're deadlocked again at 46. 29 seconds and counting. Shot clock and game clock almost exactly the same. Wesleyan will hold for the final shot of the quarter. They also have the possession arrow pointing their way. Could be a big sequence here. Van Manen closely guarding Kirk. Kirk, they dump it down low. Miras. Miras misses the shot. Rebound cleared by Harmson. Harmson up the sideline. Harmson, Feenstra. Feenstra steps through. Shot no good, and that's the end of the quarter. 46-46 our score. You're listening. The KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. We will take a short break, and we'll be back with the fourth quarter of play in a moment. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR. Today's broadcast is made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City, an ICAR recognized gold class shop, their full service automotive collision repair facility, offering 24-hour towing and recovery services in Northwest Iowa. CNH Body Repair, their reputation didn't happen by accident. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Find new roads at Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, Iowa. The entire inventory of over 150 new and used vehicles is on the web at highwaychevrolet.com. So the defenders had as much of a four-point lead in the third quarter, could not shake Dakota Wesleyan, and Wesleyan took a brief three-point lead at 46-43. And we head to the fourth quarter, deadlocked at 46 apiece. 10 minutes up on the clock. Wesleyan inbounds. They get it in to Cheeseman. Cheeseman with the basketball. Cheeseman passes it back over to Kirk. Kirk underneath to Karst. Karst, two-point basket is good. She's got seven. Defenders lead, 48-46. On the right side of the basketball is Beckman. Beckman, Shimoleski. Shimoleski on the wing. Shimoleski, short shot, good. Shimoleski on the drive on the left baseline. Stepped up and knocks it down. Shimoleski unofficially with 10. And the defenders tied up with 9:27 left to play in the game. Kirk with the basketball. Thought about the 17-footer. Instead goes to Carr. Carr guarded by Evavold. Now Karst. They try to work it inside. Instead, they come back outside to Cheeseman. Cheeseman with the basketball. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Out front, Miras. Miras, three, too strong, no good. Evavold takes it down. Evavold gives it back over to Beckman. Beckman with the ball up the floor. Bailey has the basketball. Dort leading, tied, 48-48. Shot no good by Beckman, but she is fouled on the play by Kaylee Kirk. Kirk has whistled for foul number three. Beckman will go to the free throw line, where she is one for two this evening. Beckman, by my count, has 3 points. First free throw is up and good for Bailey Beckman. Beckman makes it 49-48. Another free throw coming for the defenders. And Beckman, the freshman, knocks it through. It's 50-48. Defenders by two. 1 minute gone in the quarter. Karst will bring it up. Karst with the basketball, guarded closely by Harmson. They come back over to Carr. Carr to Kirk. Kirk to Cheeseman. Cheeseman setting it, top of the key. Cheeseman passes right side to Kaylee Kirk. Kirk underneath, and we've got Harmson trying to lead Karst through the lane. And Peyton Harmson is called for foul number two. It's her first foul. I beg your pardon. First foul on Dort in this quarter. Carr has not scored here in the second half. Fully expect her to knock down a big bucket before the game is done. Driving in Cheeseman. Cheeseman shot no good, but there for the putback is Miras. Miras with a two-point basket, and we're tied at 50. Underneath, Feenstra. Feenstra gets it to go. She's fouled, and Miras is whistled for foul number four. Defenders with an opportunity at the old-fashioned three-point play. So Erica Feenstra will go to the free throw line. She currently has 13 points after that made field goal. She is one of two from the charity stripe. Free throw by Feenstra, rattles and falls out. 52-50, defenders by two. Wesleyan with the basketball, Cheeseman. Cheeseman, Austis. Austis, three, somehow gets it to go. Wow. Austis doesn't look like a moneymaker, but she knocks it down. 53-52. Pass goes over to Shimoleski. High post, Evavold. Evavold with the basketball. Back to Shimoleski. Maya, three, too strong, no good. Weak side rebound taken away by Wesleyan. Wesleyan over to Austis. Austis stops, gives back to Kirk. Kirk with the basketball, Wesleyan playing with a one-point lead. Carr with it out front, guarded by Evavold. Passes to Cheeseman, guarded by Shimoleski. Shimoleski works around the screen. Now they dump it down low for Karst. Karst leans in. Her shot, no good. Rebound, Feenstra. Feenstra, long pass into the front court. Shimoleski. Shimoleski off of the glass, no good. Rebound Van Manen. Van Manen misses the putback attempt. And here comes Dakota Wesleyan. A lot of body contact. No call made. Backing her way in is Carr. Carr's shot no good in the lane. And the rebound is cleared by Evavold. Evavold gives it to Van Manen. And Van Manen is held on the play. Foul's going to go on Kirk. And that's number four on her. And the natives are restless here in Mitchell. Not happy with that call.
They are a bit disenchanted right now. They were hopeful for a travel violation on the defenders, and it may be a valid argument. As it is, they called the foul. Pass goes left side, Pruitt. There have been times I haven't been happy with the calls either. Right side pass, Van Manen. And Van Manen, and there you go. That, my friend, is a makeup call. Erica Feenstra called for a illegal screen. First one we've seen tonight. Wesleyan gets the basketball back, leading by a point, 53-52. Under 7 minutes to go in this one. Ostis with the basketball. Ostis picks up her dribble, gives to Cheeseman. Cheeseman at the top of the key. Cheeseman goes to Mork. Mork down to the baseline and a reach-in foul called on Harmson. Payton is whistled for foul number three. That is team foul number three on the defenders in this quarter. It'll be Wesleyan basketball with 6:41 remaining. Both these teams well below their season scoring averages, doored around 85 points per game. Wesleyan typically in the mid-70s. It's currently 53-52. Carr will drive in against Tetzloff. Hook shot in lane as she wheels back to the right is good. First points of the second half for Carr, and the defenders trail 55-52. 55-52, timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. The defenders trailing by three. The defenders using a timeout. Dort now has three timeouts remaining, and Dakota Wesleyan has four left to use at their discretion. 55-52, this is a 30-second timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764, and by Joyner and Zwart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. 55-52, Dakota Wesleyan up by three, Dort with a basketball. See, make sure we've got five players on the floor. We do, as Pruitt checks out. Beckman with the basketball, hands it off to Shemileski, running the weave. They give it to Tetzloff. Tetzloff underneath, too strong, no good. Got the shot they wanted, unable to convert. Now you need a stop. Ostis driving in. Ostis dribble, gives it up Cheeseman, now to Karst. Karst with the basketball, 6 minutes remaining. Long ways to go in this one, but right now Wesleyan in control, up by three. Cheeseman to Carr. Carr back over to Mork. Mork three, got it. The unlikely hero, Haley Mork, knocks down a triple, and it's 58-52. Wesleyan with their biggest lead of the ballgame. Left side pass, it goes to Harmson. Harmson down to the block, gives it up Evavold, and Evavold is fouled on the play by Wren Ostis. Evavold will go to the free throw line where she will shoot two free throws. Evavold has been held scoreless in this half as well. An opportunity for the defenders to make up some ground with the clock stopped. So two free throws on the way for Evavold. Maris will check in. Karst will check out. And the defenders need to make up some ground with the clock stop, trailing 58-52. Free throw is up. No good by Evavold. Evavold 4 of 5 now from the free throw line. 5:34 remaining. Second free throw is up and through. So Evavold makes one of two. She's got 10 points. Defenders are down five. Need a stop and a bucket. Out front, Kirk. Kirk, Maris. Maris into the corner, Mork. Mork just moments ago hit a three-point basket. Now Cheeseman. Cheeseman out front at the top of the key. Cheeseman will drop in. Shot is blocked by Evavold. Out of bounds. It'll be Wesleyan basketball with 10 seconds on the shot clock. 5:13 on the game clock. Throwing the ball in will be Maris. They get it in Cheeseman. Cheeseman off the glass, good. Somehow Kennedy Cheeseman got free for that pass. Close to the basket. Makes it a 7-point Wesleyan lead. Chmielewski with it. Chmielewski driving in. Lays it up with the right hand, good. Maya Chmielewski can't stop her off the dribble right now. Defenders down by 5, 60-55, 4:50 remaining. Carr, they look down low for Miras. They get it to Miras. Miras in traffic, shot no good. Ball's down on the floor, it's loose. Still with it is Beckman, and we have a foul on the play. Foul's going to go on Wesleyan, and that's going to be on Kaylee Kirk. And Kirk will foul out of the ball game with 4:40 remaining and 3 points. And the defenders will shoot free throws. And Jason Christensen not pleased. So two free throws on the way for Bailey Beckman. Beckman's free throw, good. She has another one on the way. Cut this down to a 3-point ball game. 4:40 left to play in the contest. Second free throw up and good for Beckman. Then Monin will check in. Beckman will check out. 60-57. Defenders down three. Cheeseman with the basketball. Austis is in place of Kirk. 4:30 remaining. They give it to Austis. Austis for the basketball. Austis gives it to Karst. Gambling for the steal. Chmielewski doesn't get it. Cheeseman comes up with it. Carr, three-pointer, missed it, no good. And a foul on the play called on Harmson. Peyton Harmson whistled for foul number 4. That is team foul number 4 on the defenders. Wesleyan will inbound the basketball. And Beckman will check into the game. Harmson will check out. So Peyton checks out with 4 fouls. Throwing the ball in will be Maris. Well, they got the foul call on Dakota Wesleyan, and I'm not quite certain what the fans under the basket are displeased with. But now we have a timeout on the floor charged to Wesleyan. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Defenders down 3. Wesleyan inbounding when we return with play right after this. Ball's inbounded to Cheeseman. Cheeseman with the basketball beyond the arc gives it up to Austis. Austis. They give it up, Karst. Karst in traffic, too strong, off the glass, no good. Gets her own rebound back, shovels it off to Carr. Blocked by Feenstra. Here come the defenders. Van Manen over the basketball. Van Manen all the way to the hoop. Kick out Chmielewski for the tie. Bang, bang, bang! Chmielewski with the three-point basket, and we're deadlocked at 60. Chmielewski buries the three-pointer from the deep and right corner, and we've got a new ball game. 3:50 left to play in the contest. Karst with it out front. Karst lets fly over to Cheeseman. Cheeseman with it on the wing back over to Carr. Carr guarded by Evavold. Carr looking down low. Instead, they go to Austis. Austis, hot potato over to Carr. She wants no part of it. Karst gives it up. Back to Cheeseman. Cheeseman drives in. Off of the glass, good. Cheeseman with a two-point basket. 4 points in the first half. 7 in the second half. Wesleyan back in front, 62-60. Finds Chmielewski. Here's Van Manen. Van Manen is fouled on the play. A reach on Austis. That's foul number 2 on her. Van Manen has the wind knocked out of her. We'll see if she's able to shoot free throws. Van Manen will shoot a pair. She's got 2 points so far today. 67% free throw shooter. She'll shoot a pair. Wesleyan already over the 5-foul limit. Dort is right there. Their next foul is number 5 in this quarter. Free throw by Van Manen, up, plants it on the back iron, and it falls through. Another one on the way, trying to deadlock it at 62-all. So 3:17 left to play. Second free throw by Van Manen is up and good. We're tied 62-all. Beckman is in, Van Manen is out. Still 3:17 left to go in what feels like a marathon. We are far from over. Austis with the basketball. Austis will bring it up against Beckman. Beckman giving some pressure. Austis loses it. It's picked up by Beckman. Beckman driving in. Beckman layup good. Bailey Beckman with a two-point bucket. Beckman now has 8, and the defenders lead 64-62. They come over to Carr. Carr over the basketball. Carr wants to run a set play. Hands it back over to Austis. Beckman will hound her. Gives it back over to Carr. Carr to Karst. Karst to Miris. Miris with the basketball on the wing. Miris looking out front for Cheeseman. Cheeseman with it. Cheeseman gets a ball screen from Karst. Pull up from 15. Too strong, no good. Rebound, Chmielewski. Chmielewski gets it away. Beckman. Beckman with the basketball up the floor. Beckman with it all the way down to the baseline. Stops. Back to Chmielewski. Maya with it on the right side. 20 to shoot. 2:20 left to go in the game. Left side pass. It goes over to Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. Beckman outside. Tetzloff. 15 to shoot. Back to Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. Beckman back over to Tetzloff. 10 to shoot. Evavol, top of the key. 2:11 left to go in the game. Evavol lane to the basket. Layup good. Evavol with a 2-point basket on the drive. She's got a dozen. Defenders lead 66-62. Back it goes over to Carr. Dort by 4. They give it up Austis. Austis with the basketball. Guarded there by Beckman. She'll drive in. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Austis with a 2-point bucket. And the defender lead is 66-64. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Wesley. And this is KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Back with more after this. Eva Vold with the basketball, gives it up to Van Manen. Van Manen with the ball across the timeline. Van Manen with the ball, gives it up Chmielewski. Chmielewski with it, driving right side. Miris. Miris blocks her, but Chmielewski is fouled on the play. And that is it for Miris. Miris will foul out with 1:40 remaining. I'll tell you what, Wesleyan has lost some critical players, but as long as they can put Karst, Cheeseman, and Carr on the floor, they have a fighter's chance. A puncher's chance, if you will, to borrow that boxing analogy. Free throw on the way by Chmielewski, up and through. Maya Chmielewski here in the second half. 11 points, 16 for the ball game. Now 17, a new career high for the sophomore from Mayer. And the defenders lead 68-64. Dort showing pressure. They get it across the timeline, Karst. Karst with the basketball. They give it up to Carr. Carr with it on the wing, 90 seconds left. Karst looking down low, full-fledged motion, 5 out for Wesleyan right now. Austis driving in, puts it up, off the glass, no good. Rebound, Karst. Karst rebound, put back, no good. Rebound, put back, not good, but a foul on the play called on Erica Feenstra. And that's going to be foul number 4 on Erica. And free throws on the way for Michaela Karst, who is an 86% free throw shooter. 1:14 left to go in the game. I'd feel a lot better if it was just 14 left in the game, as it is. Karst, the senior, 2 free throws. First one kicks off the front iron and missed it. Another one on the way for Karst. This is the big one that can get it back to a 1-possession game. Free throw is up. And she makes that one. So Karst makes 1 of 2. Defenders lead 68-65. After the made free throw, 109 and counting, ball game. Van Manen gives it to Evavold. Dort up 3. Evavold in the corner. Reversal, Van Manen. Van Manen inside Feenstra. Feenstra underneath, puts it up, block, gets her own rebound back, puts it up, good. Erica Feenstra making a living. Missing the first shot as it got blocked. Stuck with it. Gets the putback to go. And the defenders lead at 70-65. Erica Feenstra, 15 hard-earned points tonight. Averaging 19.6 points per game. We have a timeout on the floor. Dort by 5. Under a minute to go. Back with more after this. Cheeseman bringing the basketball up after the timeout. Chmielewski guarding her. Kick into the corner, Austis. Austis, Karst. Karst on the move. Karst into the lane, lost it. It's picked off by Tetzloff. Tetzloff back to Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. And Beckman is fouled on the play by Kennedy Cheeseman. Cheeseman whistled for number 4. Bailey Beckman with an opportunity to stretch the lead out. What a job by these two backup guards for the defenders here in the second half. Beckman, first free throw. No good. 5 points for Beckman in the second half. 10 for Shemileski. Beckman makes the second. Defenders lead by six. 35.2 remaining. Hopefully that missed free throw doesn't come back to haunt the defenders. Would have been a three-possession ball game. Instead, it's a two-possession game on a pair of threes for Dakota Wesleyan. Timeout on the floor, charged to Wesleyan. Back with more after this. Well, grab whatever it is that keeps you calm. Defenders in a white knuckler, leading 71-65. 35.2 seconds remaining. Wesleyan is inbounding the basketball. Wesleyan is down two starters, but they got their three leading scorers on the floor yet. Ostis with the basketball, working into the corner. Ball is tipped out of bounds by Shemileski. Very nearly picked it off, did the sophomore from Mayer, Minnesota. Instead, it goes out of bounds. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. Cheeseman to throw it in. Cheeseman gets it into Ostis. Ostis with the ball, pushed out on the floor by Beckman. 22 to shoot. 25 on the game clock. Down to the baseline is Carr. Carr up off of the glass. Good. Sarah Carr with a two-point basket, but the defenders are still up four. 71-67. Wesleyan elects to go for the quick two. They'll play it out. Defenders will call a timeout, and the defenders can advance it to midcourt after the timeout with under a minute to go. Both teams have one timeout remaining. Dort will inbound and get fouled in all likelihood. And we'll play it out from there. Back with more after this. Well, the most important thing you need to know right now is that it is still a two-possession ball game, and it will be a two-possession ball game no matter what happens on this play. If Dort can get the ball inbounded, Wesleyan will, in all likelihood, foul immediately. Shemileski looking to throw it in. Dort does have a timeout left, and we've got a hold on the play. Called on Wesleyan. Peyton Harmson. No time came off of the clock. I'd be all in favor of an automatic 5 second runoff or something like that in those situations. But as it is, Dort shooting free throws. No time coming off of the clock. And Peyton Harmson misses the first free throw. Now, Harmson does not shoot many free throws. This is just her seventh and eighth free throw attempt this season. Second free throw by Harmson is up and good. So Harmson makes one of two. Defenders lead by five, 72-67. So Wesleyan will inbound. They've got to go length of the floor. They've got one timeout remaining. They don't want to burn it here. They get the ball inbounded to Carr. Carr over the basketball. She'll head up the floor. Carr switches to the right hand. Lays it up. No good. Rebound cleared by Tetzloff. Tetzloff is held on the play immediately by Reiner. And Bailey Tetzloff can seal it here. Bailey Tetzloff to shoot two. That's foul number three. There's 12.9 seconds left, and no matter what happens, the math gets pretty hard to work out. But Tetzloff can seal it. First free throw on the way for the sophomore from Brookings is up and good. Bailey Tetzloff, 6 points. This is the big one here. Can stretch it out to a 7-point ball game and a three-possession game. Free throw is up. Free throw short, no good. Rebound, Feenstra. Feenstra takes it to the basket, gets fouled on the play, and she will go to the free throw line, and she'll have a chance to seal it. So Erica Feenstra gets an offensive rebound, takes it to the basket, and with 2 seconds running off the clock, can seal it here with one made free throw. Misses the first one. She's got another one coming. Feenstra is a 79% free throw shooter, but she has struggled tonight. 1 for 4. Now 2 for 5, and that's going to do it. Dort's going to win it. Dort's up by 7, 74-67. Out front, Cheeseman. Cheeseman, high-arching three, banks it in with 2.2 seconds left. Ball's inbounded to Beckman, and that's the game. Dort wins it, 74-70. It took nearly 35 minutes, but the depth of the defenders finally won it. They wore down this Dakota Wesleyan team that is shorthanded and became even more shorthanded with two players fouling out, and the defenders win it by four to improve to 17-3, 9-3 in the conference, Dakota Wesleyan 6-5, and 13-6. The defenders sweep the regular season series from Dakota Wesleyan. After winning by two in Sioux Center, they get a 4-point win today over the Tigers. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. And the Dort defenders win a come-from-behind victory on the road over Dakota Wesleyan, 74-70. Took both teams a while to get going offensively. The first half, a defensive battle. Dort led 30-28 at the break. In the second half, Dort and Dakota Wesleyan combined for 42 points apiece. I beg your pardon. Dort outscored Dakota Wesleyan 44-42. And the defenders hang on to win it at the end, 74-70. The defenders were down in this one, 60-55, near the midpoint of the fourth quarter. Actually trailed 60-53. And then their depth paid off. They went on a 7-0 run to tie it at 60. And tied it again at 62-all with 3:17 left to go in the contest. And then eventually built up a four-point lead. Wesleyan would get no closer than two. Defenders stretch it out to a three-possession ball game at 74-67. And they win it by three after a three-point basket by Kennedy Cheeseman banks in just before the buzzer. 74-70, the final. The Dort defenders are now 17-3 through 20 games, 9-3 in the conference. Dakota Wesleyan 6-5 and 13-6. Dort goes 24 of 51 from the floor, 47%, 5 for 13 on threes, 39%, 5 for and 21 of 30 from the free throw line for 70%. For Dakota Wesleyan, 26 of 64 from the field goal from the field for 40.6%. 8 for 19 on threes, 42.1%, and 10 of 13 from the free throw line for 77%. The defenders out-rebound Dakota Wesleyan 34-26. And here's the stat of the night. Dort turns it over 10 times in the first half, just 3 times in the second half, and the defenders manage to win it, mainly at the free throw line, where they have a 30-13 total advantage in shot attempts, 21-10 on made attempts. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. The defenders led tonight in the bench effort by Maya Shemileski. Shemileski, 6 of 7 from the floor, 2 for 2 on threes, 3 of 4 on free throws. She leads the defenders with 17. That's a new career high. Erica Feenstra, 16 points. 12 points for Rachel Evavold, 10 for Bailey Beckman. 7 for Peyton Harmson, 4 for Jordan Pinman, and 6 for Bailey Tetzloff. 2 for Gabby Krakus for their total of 74. For Dakota Wesleyan, they were topped by Sarah Carr. 24 points, 20 in the first half. Kennedy Cheeseman ends with 14. 11 for Jessica Miris, 8 for Michaela Karst, 4 for Kaylee Kirk. 6 for Wren Ostis, 3 for Haley Mork. They got 9 bench points while the defenders got 35 bench points. Rebounds, Erica Feenstra led the way. Beg your pardon. Bailey Tetzloff led the way with 9. 6 for Rachel Evavold, 5 for Erica Feenstra. 3 for Jordan Benmanen, 2 for Peyton Harmson, 2 for Sienna Stamnis, 2 for Maya Shemileski, 2 by Gabby Krakus. For Dakota Wesleyan, they were led in rebounding by Michaela Karst with 8. Sarah Carr had 7. And 4 for Kaylee Kirk. Couple odds and ends. Peyton Harmson, 4 assists to lead the defenders. Defenders had 3 block shots and a total of 5 steals. Dakota Wesleyan, credited with Kennedy Cheeseman, 7 assists. She also had 1 steal. 2 steals each for Carr and Karst. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. No sign of Bill Harmson, but it is a bit of a maze to make it up into the press box area. So we'll give him a little time. We'll take another break. You're listening to Dort Basketball on KDCR 88-5. Back with more after this. Wireless World wrap-up rolls on. Dort defenders get a 74-70 win. Coach Bill Harmson has made his way out of the locker room, and Coach Harmson, I said it as the game ended, it took about 35 minutes for it to fully kick in, but eventually your depth won this ball game. Bench players played a huge role in this one. and showed some moxie on the road tonight and got a 74-70 win over Dakota Wesleyan.
Yeah. Interesting you use that word, Mike, moxie. It's something we talked about yesterday in practice. It's something we talked about today before we left, and I couldn't be prouder of our team, happier for our girls, and I thought they represented who we are and what we are, endured very well tonight, and just a really good moment to come in here and win in the Court Palace, you know, one of the toughest places to play in the GPAC, and just really happy with the resiliency that we showed tonight.
Got down 7 points, able to fight back, had a 7-point run, got a couple critical steals, and it was, I believe Maya Shemileski played a pretty key role in that comeback, got some steals, got some layups.
Maya has been playing so well all year, and we just grow so accustomed to how hard she's working. You know, you look at where she was at last year to where she is right now, I couldn't be prouder for her. And I think she's learning that she's a really big part of who we are and what we're trying to get accomplished. And for her to come in this, you know, hostile atmosphere and to play as well as she did, I couldn't be happier for her. Just awesome game.
Ends up with 17 points off of the bench for you. And I did the quick math. Your bench accounted for, I believe, 35
yep.
points tonight. Wesleyan's accounted for 9.
Yep.
You were able to attack, able to get them in some foul trouble. Eventually they had to go to their bench, and
yep.
that played a huge role tonight.
It did. And, you know, he's got a lot of young kids too, Dakota Wesleyan does. They got a lot of freshmen that are just trying to find their way as well. And, you know, but for our bench to continue to contribute at a high level that they are, man, you know, Beck had a great game again. She's playing with a lot of confidence. You know, to have Kenzie Kennard in the role that she has of just being able to come in and fill in whenever we need her, she did a great job tonight. Gabby played with bounce. And then Bailey Tetzloff, you know, just the energy. She had a huge offensive rebound in that fourth quarter, was able to hit a couple free throws after that. She just played with a lot of energy as well.
Sarah Carr, 20 points in the first half. She's an outstanding player for Dakota Wesleyan and a veteran player. How did you limit her to 4 points in the second half?
Yeah, we changed how we defended Cheeseman is why we were able to defend Carr differently. So we really worked hard on doubling the ball screen off of Cheeseman. Cheeseman's such a great player. What'd she end up with assists, Mike? I think at halftime
7.
She had 6. She ended up with 7. And, you know, those 6 assists went to Carr. And so we changed with that high ball screen action. We just had Rachel stick. We fought over the top, and then that took away, I thought, Cheeseman's ability to pass. But Cheeseman in the second half, she had 9 points in the second half, where she had 4 in the first. So those two are two of the best players in the league. So it's sometimes you just kind of pick your poison. But I was really happy with how our girls executed that.
You got into Dakota Wesleyan's bench, but I noted as well, as long as they're able to put Karst, Cheeseman, and Carr on the floor together, that's a pretty potent group, and your team not only got to the not only got there, but finished it, and that's so critical in these kind of games.
Yeah, just at the, you know, it was 48-48 at the end of the third, and I said, all right, it's 0-0. This is going to be a battle all the way through, and what I was really proud of the resiliency we showed. I was really proud of how we defended and just how we – I thought we changed throughout the game very well today. And every young lady that we put on the floor tonight was just so tuned in to each other. Everybody was connected, and it's just really fun to be a part of that. And it was fun game to coach and be a part of.
Morningside on Saturday, we get back to it, but a great win and a fun ride home, I would imagine, today. Congratulations.
The ride's going to go a little faster tonight, Mike. That's a good thing. Thank you.
That's Coach Bill Harmson talking about today's contest and the defenders. Get a 4-point win today over Dakota Wesleyan. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with a look at the scores from around the league right after this. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Chasing down some scores, and I think I've got everything that is final. Not all of them have gone final yet. The game you just got done listening to, Dort defeats Dakota Wesleyan 74-70. The defenders are now 9-3. Dakota Wesleyan falls to 6-5. Morningside over Doan, 87-53. Morningside 9-3. Doan slips to 0-12. Jamestown and Briar Cliff are in overtime. Hastings defeated Midland by 12, 84-72. Hastings is now 11-0, while Midland goes to 3-9. Mount Marty, an upset winner over Northwestern, 67-65. Mount Marty goes to 5-7, while Northwestern goes to 6-6 in the conference, 11-6 overall. So waiting on that overtime game between Briar Cliff and Jamestown, one other one. Concordia all over the College of St. Mary, 108-64. College of St. Mary, 2-10. Concordia improves to 11-1. Back with a look at the men's game, starting lineups, and tip-off right after this.